This is the BrizNet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Anthony Stabile and Ed DeRosa.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile, up in Saratoga, waiting on Action Ed DeRosa. Producer Lee Delpina back in our Lexington, Kentucky studios, 888-966-4776. The number to call. We'll talk anything and everything Thoroughbred Racing. Belmont Stakes winner, Essential Quality, back in action in the Jim Dandy this weekend up at Saratoga. Lots of graded stakes action around the country. We'll kick things off with our buddy George in Naples, Florida. Hey, George, welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show.
Hey, Big A, long time no talk. You know, I probably shouldn't have gone leadoff tonight because my comment could probably be cleared up by Ed. Do we have an ETA on Ed?
He's here.
Oh, okay. Hey, Ed.
Hi.
Hey, my question, you know, and I've been, with the exception of COVID year, I've been to every Derby since 80, so I've seen the changes just like you, and when I got that email yesterday about how they're going to cannibalize 20 to 23 bleacher area and 120 to 123 and 220 to 223, what's that going to do to the sight lines from when you're in 19 and 18? I mean, how could you possibly see the stretch if they're going to do a $45 million construction project in 20 to 23? Do you have any insight on that?
I would say I would not be concerned, and I'm not saying that as an employee. I'm saying that as someone who's watched a race probably from everywhere you can at Churchill. Through some construction, et cetera. And the way it looked to me, and someone mentioned this as well, is that the space is going to be similar to some of the terrace dining areas at Del Mar and Woodbine. I'm not sure if you've been there.
Yep.
But it's definitely part of the grandstand. So it's not like, oh, we're adding this space. But you know, they are adding it, but it's definitely meant to blend and be similar in terms of preserving sight lines and things like that. Now it's impossible to say there won't be some disruption from certain vantage points, but for sure, when it comes to Derby week, I would not hesitate to sit around those sections. I think whatever view you're used to, if you're normally in 119, will be the same.
Yeah, no, I'm not in 119. I was just curious. Thought here, and this is just a layman now, you probably have a much better insight. Is this project probably why they ixnayed the hotel? Or did they just realize they're putting a hotel on Central Avenue? I'm curious of your answer.
Yeah, no, I think the hotel is part of a bigger tourism play. If I'm being honest, you know, obviously Churchill has plenty to offer if you want to be there. You know, maybe gaming down the road, but Louisville, I mean, the timing of the pandemic, obviously not great for anyone, but Louisville in particular.
Right.
I think was kind of on the cusp of, you know, not quite a Vegas or a Nashville, but, you know, we were definitely gaining some buzz. We have a big convention center, the bourbon industry, racing. I think they were kind of betting that was going to continue. They put the steakhouse at Churchill, which is top of the line, very, you know, casino quality, like your typical high-end steakhouse. And the hotel was just, you know, it was part of, you know, sort of a play that, okay, maybe you're not going to spend 4 days at Churchill, but you can stay here. You'll spend a day here. You'll do the other stuff in Louisville. And then when the pandemic hit, You know, it just kind of went sideways, and it'll be back, but maybe not on the scale it was projecting. So I think that what led to the decision of, well, if we're going to put a hotel, we might as well have it where we already have the gaming.
And my overview, just to finish this call, is, you know, obviously Kirby was born because a lot of the locals got priced out of Friday and Saturday, and now it's going to be even more magnified with this, you know, I mean, we're running out of affordable seating on Friday and Saturday. I mean, let's call a spade, with the exception of the infield, which is shrinking every year, you know, between the Bacardi infield club, and eventually that, you know, I think we all know that'll all be cannibalized too. But how savvy are they that I think what they're doing is they're going to increase revenue not only on Friday and Saturday by doing this, but they're going to increase revenue on Tuesdays and Wednesdays because everybody's getting pushed down in the week that can't hit. Now not only is Thursday getting a little pricey, now they're going to push people to Tuesday and Wednesday. So that my thing is, and I know there's not a conspiracy under every rock, but I think this was the master plan to fill up the whole week. And I'll listen to your comment. Big A, sorry we didn't get to chat, man. It was mostly for Big Ed, but we appreciate you, both of you.
All right, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I don't think Churchill would make any bones about wanting to see Derby Week, you know, wanting to see Tuesday be as successful as Thurby. And I mean, it's really kind of a generation-long plan. Anthony, you're a little bit older than me. I don't remember when the Oaks was, I don't want to say meaningless, but I mean, there was a time Oaks was a Grade 3 race, and that was the day everyone in Louisville went to the races. It was not...
Yep.
Anywhere near, I mean, not even a shadow of what it is now. And I'm not saying Thurby or Wednesday, you know, is ever going to even reach that level. It's not that Oaks is now, but you know, there definitely has been a master plan long before the last few years of, you know, making Derby Week, I would say, a Royal Ascot like festival where they want people there the whole week.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And why wouldn't they?
No, exactly. I mean, I get, you know, frustration about being priced out, and I definitely don't apologize for it. I mean, that's a simple supply and demand thing for, you know, this is one instance we can argue, you know, any corporation going after the money, but this is an instance where the demand is there and they're catering to it, you know, within that sort of vacuum of Derby Week. And, you know, people not from here don't understand. I'm not from here, but people who don't live here, you know, Churchill is a destination year-round for some. And they want to get married there. They want to have their holiday parties there, et cetera, et cetera. So with these kind of spaces, there is that small residual benefit. You know, they're there for Derby. We're not going to pretend that's not the big seller, but you know, those starting gate suites with the rooftop bar, I would love to throw a party there if I had the money, you know, for friends to go up there. The views are great. It's, you know, it's a good place to be.
It's a party in the USA. 888-966-4776. How is the Saratoga meet treating you so far, my friend?
Well, if the 1-4 or 10 win the finale, we'll be dancing.
Hold on. 1-4 or 10. There's a big tip on Al Stahl's house.
I didn't know that.
Big tip on a
lot. Happenstance of those are the three I used. I mean, I handicapped it, but and I shouldn't even say I use because I'm partners on a ticket. But and I had 4-10. So whoever the Mike is who came up with the one. But
pick four, pick five.
Yeah, pick five.
1-4-10. Beautiful. 2400, 3100, 2500 for 50 cents. All right, we got a root in the last. Chris in New Jersey's on the line. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show.
Thanks for taking my call. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Anthony, I know that you're a huge Chad Brown fan. And if you want to tell me he's the greatest turf trainer ever lived, I'm not necessarily going to argue with you. But I think there's a hole in his game when it comes to older two-turn route third horses, as well as three-year-old horses.
Were you the one that called burying him last week?
Hey, I just give me a chance. I have a prop bet for you, and you tell me whether you want to take it or not.
I take it. If it involves Chad Brown, I take it.
All right, here it is. Before the end of the Saratoga meet, Chad Brown has the four opportunities to do something he's never done in his illustrious career.
He hasn't won the four-star Dave?
Either in the first time in his career, win the Jim Dandy, or for the first time in his career, win the Travers, or for the first time in his career, win the Whitney, or for the first time in his career, win the Jockey Club Gold Cup. And just because I'm a good guy, I'll throw in a fifth opportunity. When they go back to Belmont, for the first time in his career, win the Woodward. We know he's never won the Belmont, so those are the six most prestigious two-turn dirt races that Naira has. The guy's never won any of them. If he wins any of these five coming up...
The guys are... Hold on a second, Chris. Chris, you sound like... You sound foolish when you say he's never won any of them. The guy's been around 12 years. You're acting like this guy's been training horses for 40 years. Guy's been around 12 years. I don't know why you all of a sudden think that 12 years is this dearth of time that, I mean, that the guy's a failure for not winning these races. You know how long Bobby, you know how long these guys waited to win races?
I'm not suggesting he's a failure.
You sound foolish.
I started
you sound foolish.
He could be the greatest turf trainer who ever lived.
That's a foolish statement.
I spend a lot of time handicapping.
That's a foolish statement. That's a silly statement.
I spend a lot of time handicapping. I'm always looking for angles.
Here are chat. All right, Chris. You spend a lot of time handicapping. I spend more time handicapping than you spend. I promise. I cover. I handicap 80 races a week for work. And thanks for the call. Chad Brown's numbers. May 22nd, 2021. Okay? 2 months ago, I did this. Because I was having an argument with two other yo-yos about Chad Brown. Chad Brown, dirt, 727 for 2884. That's 25% win percentage, 60% in the money. Turf, 1238 for 4886. 25% win percentage, 59% in the money. He runs more turf horses. The percentages are exactly the same. They're exactly the same. So this notion that he's a turf trainer, yeah, he's run 2,000 more horses on the turf. But to go around and say the guy's a turf trainer, you sound like a fool.
Well, so what if he is what I don't understand.
That's the other part of it. I mean, this guy just mentioned races that it took it took trainers 30 years to win these races. People can't stand
Fletcher
prosperity.
Don't have a Preakness.
It takes them, it takes people years. How many horses did they run? How many years did Bobby Frankel not win a Breeders' Cup race? Alan Jerkins. Alan Jerkins never won a Breeders' Cup race or a Triple Crown race. He's widely considered the greatest of all time, if not in everybody's top five. Sounds silly. 2 weeks in a row with an anti-Chad Brown phone calls. Silly. This is Vince from Buffalo silly at this point. 888-966-4776. We're going to take a break. No, it's not coincidental that they're walking into the gate for the finale at Saratoga. We're going to let Ed get his boot home. And we'll take more of your calls when we return. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? The BristNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BristNet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BristNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BristNet.com/APR. The BristNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BristNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BristNet is the handicapper's edge.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Join HRRN every Saturday morning for the Equine Forum in its new three-hour format. Mike Penna will bring you interviews with the biggest names in thoroughbred racing, as well as new features like In the Room with Sean Clancy, Unsung Heroes, Kurt Becker's Stroll Through Racing History, and more. The Equine Forum, the show that launched a network. Saturdays, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 and streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
Hi, this is Steve Buttleman, the official bugler at Churchill Downs in the Kentucky Derby, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
And the Rose is dancing.
Feels good.
Some kind of pretty rolled. Tip wins.
Back up for the meet.
Tip wins. Say again?
Back up for the meet.
Attaboy. 888-966-4776. The number to call. Talk anything and everything thoroughbred racing while we wait for the phone lines to ring. It's time now for the Blood Horse News Update. Look at the top headlines from bloodhorse.com. Medina Spirit breezes half mile at Del Mar. Zaydon Racing Stables Medina Spirit unraces, finishing third in the Grade 1 May 15th Preakness Stakes at Pimlico. Racecourse recorded his second work following this spring Triple Crown with a half mile and 49-4 at Del Mar, July 29th. Breezing in company with the unraced 2-year-old Bernardini Colt Mecca Spirit for Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert. Medina Spirit and his stablemate were both kept under a tight hold by their riders, finishing on even terms. Thursday's breeze followed a move June 14th at Santa Anita Park, in which Medina Spirit was timed to 37-3 with 3 furlongs. 45 days passed between the two workouts. That wraps up this evening's edition of the Blood Horse News Update. The new Blood Horse Plus is available through bloodhorse.com. It provides exclusive content to subscribers, including a daily detailed stakes winner section, Fox Sports and Blood Horse branded weekly program showcasing the thoroughbred industry's upcoming races and recapping recent stakes races, behind-the-scenes videos and interviews, on-demand access to deeper horse statistics, and more. That's the new Blood Horse Plus on bloodhorse.com. Upgrade today. All right, well, two works 45 days apart. If that doesn't spell retirement, I don't know what does.
Yeah, that seems to be remember that move with Vindication way back, Classic Empire in 2016?
Oh, yeah, Vindication. They did pull this Fugazi with Vindication.
Yeah. Oh, he's in training. There's no issues.
Wow.
Some things don't change, Anthony.
That's what Biggie said. Biggie said more money, more problems.
More money, yeah.
That's what Biggie said. Biggie was right, too, man. Let me tell you. Biggie was right. What are the racetrack plans for the summer?
Arlington for Million Day, which might be my last time there.
It's not Million Day, and it's Hundred Thousands Day.
Well, million in purses.
Oh, yeah, I guess. A little melancholy when you go there?
Oh, yeah.
Any infinite sadness as well? Just to...
I tried to work in a Tonight reference, and I couldn't figure out one.
Easily the best Smashing Pumpkins song, right?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So yeah. I have to make sure.
And I haven't dug into it. It's been a while since I've dug into the catalog, so... I mean, I enjoy the band, but yeah, that was always...
Worst concert I've ever seen live.
That was an epic. Really? You know who mine Awful. Was that always surprises people is Tom Petty.
I heard that about Tom Petty. I've heard that.
Absolutely.
Smashing Pumpkins were awful. I wanted to
leave. I was 16, and the guy who went with me, my mom's best friend's husband, and he fell asleep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yikes. And I mean, we shared musical interests, so it wasn't like, you know, I mean, he went because I needed a chaperone at 16. I wanted to go. My friends weren't into it, so we went. But, yeah,
nobody wanted you to have a last dance with Mary Jane, so they had an adult there. 888-966-4776. I think maybe I scared everybody.
Are we waiting for a call? Because I got a fair or foul.
Oh, yes. Let's do it. Fair or foul.
Fair or foul, my tweet about Linda Rice today.
All right, let's go see it. I didn't see it. Fair or foul. That's foul, man. That's foul. I'm not even repeating that.
Well, I didn't. You can repeat. So I didn't say it out loud.
That's foul. That's way foul. That's wrong. Come on, man, you're better than that. 888-966. You're too much. 888-966-4776. We got it out that time. Been some interesting results up here. A lot of chalk. And a lot of horses that are paying $17 that should be paying $117. And I think you're seeing a return to the Saratoga of old. That meet last year was different. And it was mostly different because of the lack of outside support. A lot of guys and gals did not ship because of the COVID. It was almost like we just took the horses from the south, from Belmont and Aqueduct, and moved them here. You had a little influence from out of state, very little influence. Because remember last year, tough to get help. Your help couldn't come. Woodbine, everything was closed north of the border. Things are a little different this year, and I think you're starting to see some more of this, especially in those bottom level claiming races. You're starting to see a little bit more helter skelter. I've had a tough time to the start of this meet. Picking winners, betting the wrong ones. Picking winners and betting the losers. That is the worst recipe in the world. You know, these off-the-turf days don't help me either. Now my Talking Horses partner is fantastic off the turf. I think he had five today. But on the turf, these off the turf days.
I mean, he adjusted.
Yeah.
He made off the turf pick. Great. That's great.
Yeah. Daniel's in Nashville. Hey, Daniel. Welcome to the BrisNet.com call-in show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Just doing good. Doing good. Just calling to see if maybe Ed can shed a little more light on the Arlington Park situation with having to file for the dates by tomorrow night. It would seem to me that Arlington would, or Churchill, I guess, would file to get the dates as kind of backup rather than not file at all. But so just curious as to Ed's thought and maybe try to figure out what they're thinking at this point. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Daniel.
Fortunately, not going to be able to say too much, but and it wasn't the News Minute, but I will quote Bloodhorse, as they did have a story today that Tony Petrillo, president of Arlington, told Bloodhorse that the track does not plan to apply for dates. And I do know that termination notices went out to employees regarding the final day of the meet and that employment would be terminated following that. So it doesn't sound good to me in terms of the 2022 at Arlington, but I know stranger things have happened, but I'm preparing myself for Mr. D Stakes Day to be my last at Arlington.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real, I mean, if you're just reading the stories from afar, there's no other way around it. I mean, this is it. This is it. And I know people are having a hard time with this. But this is it. So if you can get there, I would advise you to get there. Bobby did a race day show from there last week. Bobby Newman, that is. If you can get there, you should get there. Lou's in Toronto. Hey, Lou. What are we firing on this week? The Olympics? Welcome to the BrisNet.com call-in show.
Hey, Eddie, last time I called in, I guess there was a problem with the internet and I couldn't hear you guys very well. I was telling you, you were looking for value. I told you about the Giants I took to go all the way, the West, the pennant, and also the World Series. So they're still paying good odds and they're in first place. And that, even in sports, even with horse racing, you see huge overlay, right? So you got to look for that value, and and that's what I found. Did you guys do simulcast Woodbine today?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. There was a horse. I just went on it real quick on the sixth race, and I looked, and Sean Brigmahan was on a horse called Anita Grigio, and it was like 10-1. But there was a horse called Penetanguishene, and when trainers put a horse on the turf for the first time, after having a nice third place finish, I like looking at that angle also. And that horse was 25-1. So I thought, you know what? I'll throw a couple $100 on it, the place. And she came in and paid $18. So, you know, I don't know if it's in the, you know, if it's in the cards or maybe it's just timing, but it's weird how sometimes things like that happen.
Yeah.
You guys had anything like that?
I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
No, eh? Like, you've never just walked in? Like, the other day, what was it, on Saratoga on Saturday, Luis Saez had, Working Miracle or something like that? It was the one horse, and I liked it. And I was driving, and I couldn't stop and bet it, and the double paid, like, 500 and change. And it's like, oh, shit, you know? So when you miss these things, sometimes you just, you know, I don't know, it's weird, and you don't have to go through the whole thing. It's luck, probably, eh? Timing, I guess.
Yeah, combination of stuff. And Lou, thanks for the call. Potty mouth Lou. I left Maracuja out of the pick five on Saturday. I only went for $64. I've been doing the no singles thing, but I didn't. I singled Malathot. I would have been the third ticket. We'd have got back $143,000. For $128.
Did you consider using her?
Yeah. Yeah. Andy said something on Talking Horses, basically like if you take Malathat's Kentucky Oaks out, her other races really aren't that fast. And I was like, you know, he's right. She has
more slower races.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh. It would have cost me $64. Needless to say, there were a lot of beverages that night. 888-966-4776. We'll take a break, come back with more of your calls. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRRN.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrizNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more and discover why BrizNet is the handicapper's edge.
The COVID-19 vaccines are starting to become available across the country. And as they become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help get me back to doing the things I love? Like going out to my favorite restaurants, meeting with friends in person, or going on vacation and traveling again? And can I do it all without putting my family and those I love at risk? And is it safe? You've got questions. That's normal. Which is why it's so important to get informed. The medical community has made it clear. The vaccines authorized for COVID-19 have met the highest safety standards and can help protect us. Visit getvaccineanswers.org for all the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. That's getvaccineanswers.org. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
HRRN is live online. Go to our website at horseracingradio.net to stream all of our broadcasts live or listen to the show archives anytime. Read our blogs, get the latest news, and see our entire broadcast schedule. It's all there at horseracingradio.net. And follow us on Twitter at HRRN and like our page on Facebook. Search Apple Podcasts for HRRN and download our latest shows. HRRN is home to racing's biggest events, and our home on the web is at horseracingradio.net.
Hi, this is Chris McCarron, and you're listening to the best horse racing show on the radio on Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRRN 888-966-4776. All right, so we got a little Arlington. You going to Arlington?
Arlington. I guess I'll try to scoot down to Kentucky Downs.
Makes sense. Any vacations playing with the family?
Should probably be at Churchill next month or end of September.
Right. Any family vacations planned?
Actually, we didn't do any like long you know, week type stuff. But this weekend we're going to a retreat for kids with special needs that, you know, does some stuff for families to enjoy some time. So looking forward to doing that with EJ. Been to Kings Island, which was fun. I finally rode the Beast.
Nice.
Yeah, summer. School starts in 13 days.
Wow. That stinks.
Yeah.
That stinks. Well, we got a more than a quarter of the meet is done here already.
Goes quick, don't it?
Yes. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Breakfast program's been really successful up here. We had about 2,000 people here Saturday.
Wow.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, for breakfast. What, they got pancakes?
They got everything. The buffet looks great. I haven't eaten from it yet.
Where are you on corned beef hash?
Not a fan of corned beef.
Not a fan. Okay.
No. Not a fan. 888-966-4776. You have a much more expanded palate than I have.
Well,
I'll tell you what, though. Rooming up here with Richie Migliore this summer.
Yeah. He cooks, doesn't he?
We have a nice house. He cooks like a champ. He's making some steaks tomorrow night. He already made some a very easy Sunday a tomato sauce from his garden with just some onions and tomatoes. And yeah, man, it's been good. Been to Novi 6 of the 13 nights.
Is that the place with the ladies on Twitter?
No.
No, okay.
Louis Lazzanaro's place. So you hear about the mini golf tournament?
The Monday,
mini golf
right?
challenge Monday? Monday.
Same place you had your practice round?
Yep. Same place in the practice round. 5,000, the losers donating 5,000 to TRF. So it's Andy Serling and Kirk Wyckoff from Three Diamonds Farms and me versus me and Louis Lazzanaro, owner and, of course, the owner of Nove. And then when me and Louis win, we're going to donate 5,000 to the BCCA, Belmont Child Care Association.
All right.
And when I say we, I mean
Louis.
I believe he did. I believe he did. Listen, it's part of what you do, right? You give back.
What's the line?
I think we've been installed as the chalk. And we should be. This is Mark Messier game 7 against the Devils. I guarantee victory. We'll win today. They're sending a camera. There'll be a little piece on the Saratoga Live show, on the Fox Sports show.
Good. I'll enjoy that a lot more than hearing about some Yankee that won a World Series.
Yep. Yeah, Charlie Hayes. Well, he made the catch. He made the...
believe me.
Get me started with the Yankees. 888-966-4776. I really think I scared everybody with my little tantrum earlier. Listen, here's the deal with the Chad Brown thing. The guy's taking bad beat after bad beat. And it's... people love... there are people out there that just love to see winners fail. It's like rooting against Tom Brady. I never understood it. And let me give you the example. And this is the example I give people. I think LeBron James is as overrated as they get.
Well, when you're the GOAT, you can't be underrated.
Anyway, so...
That's true, though, right?
You think he's the GOAT?
If I think some people think he's the GOAT, so that can't be underrated.
Right. Okay, I see what you're saying. But, hold on, we'll get back to this. Lenny's in New York. Hey, Lenny, welcome to the BrisNet.com call-in show.
Hey, how you doing? I got a question for you. I just wanted to know, if you can give me an idea. You feel higher winning percentage is better than a lower percentage but a higher ROI?
Or do you think he wants the ROI.
You would say higher ROI then.
Who wouldn't?
I'm asking because I don't know if it really makes a difference with, like, when you're playing multiple tickets, multiple races, if having a better winning percentage would really play better.
Well, if you obviously, if you want to pick winners, if you're playing multis, but I took your question as just a very generic, would you rather have a bigger ROI or more winners? You didn't predicate it on multi-race wagers.
Well, no, I was just saying, would it be based on that? That's what I meant. Or you would just feel...
Well, of course you would base it on... I mean, you would... I mean,
like,
to an extent, yes.
In other words, if you were just playing win, would it be better?
You'd want your ROI to be better.
Okay.
Yeah, ROI, for sure.
All right.
If you're playing multis, you don't want to keep chalking out either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? Because you keep betting. If you rely on chalk in the multis, you have to hit too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hit way too many of them. Thanks for the call, Lenny. Yeah, it's depending on what you're looking to do. If you're looking to fire away at pick fours and pick fives, yeah, you need to pick winners. But that doesn't mean you pick, if you pick winners and your ROI is $1.50, those pick fives you're hitting can't be paying anything. On the whole. So the ROI to me is always important. Does that make any sense, Ed?
No, absolutely. I mean, there are days that I would say my sweet spot, honestly, is typically when I go two or three of nine, because, the way I pick, if I go six or seven of nine, it's probably really chalky. And sometimes you just say, yeah, it's chalk's day, and you need to play accordingly or not play. Because the problem with picking chalk a day or two ahead of time is we have to pick is more often than not, they get overbet. You're taking 2-1 on the morning line knowing they might be 4-5 or worse. So it's really hard to make money when, you're in the chalk camp. But I'm not one of these that, says, well, I can't, like Marcus Hirsch, God bless him. He's allergic to chalk. He goes out of his way not to pick the favorite. And I would say I try to do that more often than not. But, I don't like touting horses publicly that I feel like it's a against pick more than a four pick, because the top pick is the top pick. You get one shot at it. And sometimes you just don't have an alternative. Now, if you really hate a favorite, yeah, make a top pick, of course, against it. But if you think, yeah, this horse makes sense at 2-1 or 5-2, and then you sort of like a few horses who might be 5 or 6-1, but you don't really love any of them. And that's where your point, Anthony, I think is great, because from a pick five standpoint, maybe you play multiple tickets where you try to zig and zag around chalk not winning every race, but sometimes it just comes out that way, and it's never good for me, that's for sure.
Yeah, agreed. 888-966-4776. We'll take one more break, come back, and wrap this edition of the BrisNet.com call-in show here on HRRN.
This is the BrisNet call-in. Collin Show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BriskNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BriskNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BriskNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BriskNet.com/APR. The BriskNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BriskNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BriskNet is the handicapper's edge.
And now an important message from Jerry Rice.
As a career wide receiver, I've been hit hard. But no training nor practice prepared us for the devastation of COVID-19. Thankfully, there is hope. Even with multiple vaccines available, we still have to work together until everyone is safe. We all win when we unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is the Big A, Anthony Stabile, reminding you that Race Day, presented by Twin Spires, comes to you every Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here on HRRN. Bobby Newman joins me for racing from tracks like Churchill Downs, Belmont Park, and Santa Anita. We'll also bring you interviews with all of the players, both big and small, in thoroughbred racing. You can tune in to Race Day, presented by Twin Spires, on Sirius 219, XM 201, or stream it live on your home for all of racing's biggest events at horseracingradio.net.
Hi, this is Joel Rosario, and I listen to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. 888-966-4776. Action Ed, the Big A. Charles from Mississippi's on the line. Hey, Charles, what's happening?
Well, Anthony, once again, you go down that Chad Brown rabbit hole. And, you know, I know you. One thing I always liked about you, Anthony, is you were a very loyal person. And, you know. But I want to pick on Ed this week, okay? I'm tired of picking on Ed, okay?
Okay.
Did you listen to Ed, what he said last week about the theater of the absurd? Like, you and I have never read Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. I mean, he throws out thing, and then he starts talking about Steve Chris, who I think is probably one of the best turf riders, you know, who ever lived. I love reading his articles.
Without a doubt.
I mean, he'll just drop a name like an A-bomb on us, Anthony.
He thinks he's
clean. I mean,
he thinks
and today, what does he do? He comes on the air and starts talking about a pick five. He's strong as a shotgun, Anthony. And Ed Rose is strong as a shotgun, baby.
I don't feel coming up here? By that.
Huh?
Are you coming up here?
I'm trying my best.
Okay.
Trying my best. Trying my best, Anthony.
You keep me posted.
I need your participation.
I will.
For my participation.
Look, I ain't going nowhere. Look, let me tell you something about Chad Brown. Bricks and Mortar. Was that the horse of the year?
So, yes, sir.
You think domestic spending is not going to be in the conversation for horse of the year again this year?
Yeah. Yes,
or
sir.
This year? Oh, Anthony, just, you know, sometimes you can't justify everything. When you see something, you just know he's good, okay? I used to have this buddy of mine. I would walk into a bar, Anthony. It would take me 6 months to get a phone number. My good buddy JB could walk in. They start throwing phone numbers at him, okay? Some guys just have all the luck, Anthony.
Some guys have all the pain, my man. Believe you me.
Yeah. So just don't get worked up about it. I mean, you know, it's okay. He's got the whole Saratoga meat. You know, it'll be okay.
I've been getting worked up about a lot of things.
Everybody's
got to
have an opinion. And, you know, I'm like you. LeBron James is a good basketball player. But when you stack him up against Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, I mean, there's a ton of great basketball players.
That Michael Jordan guy. Yeah. Preach, my man.
Yeah. So we just said it'll be okay, baby. How's the new car, man? Look, didn't I hear that you've got a new car and you got a new female? I'm not trying to get you in business, Anthony, okay? I mean, I just heard it. I didn't know.
I brought it up.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to throw it out, you know. And, you know,
we're good.
Get a new car, you're losing weight, and you got a new girl.
Yes, sir.
Man, maybe it pays to hang around.
She found me.
Oh,
ready for this?
She found me. Anthony, I love you, baby.
Your derby thing.
I love you. Y'all have a good day, okay?
Be good, Charles. She found me at Aqueduct.
Aqueduct.
How about that?
Wow.
Yep. Good old Aqueduct.
She asked you out? Is that what she found you means?
Can't really get into all of that right now. Story will unfold. You'll be the first to get the full story.
Wow, the first. All right.
You'll be the first. 888-966-4776. We can sneak another call or two in. I like how Charles held that information, by the way. I hit you with new chick 2 weeks ago. He didn't use it last week. He kept it under wraps, and this week he tried to go three deep and just make a big run.
Yeah, that's news.
I get Charles up here.
Yeah, it
lost
sound good,
lost 4 pounds up here. Would you say
that
again?
That's good. I said it didn't sound
lost
good.
4 pounds.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah. Was 4 pounds the first 2 weeks up here, another pound and a half the 3 days I was gone. I was back home. Under 390 for the first time in a very, very long time. Chopping the tree down, my man.
I like it.
Chopping the tree down.
You make Breeders' Cup plans yet?
I'll be at Mohegan Sun.
Okay.
You going?
No.
You know, it's 3 months. It's 3 months and a week away.
Crazy.
Yep. Big time. Big time crazy.
You know who
when
I
do you
like?
Guys open? After Kentucky Downs? Hold on, we got a call. Kathy in Kentucky's
Downs,
on the phone. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the BridgeNet.com call-in show.
I just wanted to call in Saratoga last week, just $2 across the board on Chad Brown's horse that paid $100, 58. So, I mean, if you can get Chad Brown at whatever odds it is, odds are you're a winner.
Sifting sand is exactly what he paid. A $2 across the board bet paid $100 on the button.
Exactly. And I'd already bet something else. I'm like, I can't let this horse go off and not put
good for
a little
you.
Bit across the board on him.
Good for you, Kathy. Good. I used all them right. in all the pick fives. I missed everything.
But anyway, love your show and listen to you all pretty much every week. Thanks for
thank
what you did.
That's fantastic. Call us. Thank
love
you
it.
For listening. Call us more often. Thanks for the call, Kathy. Yeah, last year, there were two Chad Brown two-year-olds to keep an eye on. Public Sector, who is now a stakes winner, and Sifting Sand. Those were the two. Best two. I got nothing. Zero. Zilch.
Zed.
Zed. Time for one more. 888-966-4776. What's the weekend plan? Wait, you going away this weekend or are we racing somewhere?
No, this is this weekend's the camp with EJ.
Right, okay. So I'll be here at Saratoga. I will be. So we've been having some internet issues. They're looking into them, so we've been broadcasting from the house. But Saturday I will be hanging out at Section B for the day. So if you are around, come by and say hello. It's supposed to be 70 degrees and sunny. The breakfast program, when we start the breakfast program, there's a chance the temperature will be in the 40s.
Wow.
If that's the case, I will have my Met hoodie on because that is the only sweatshirt I have up here. I have nothing else.
Well, you know what?
That's what I have. What's that?
That's why you can't have the Breeders' Cup in August at Saratoga.
Exactly. Exactly. Here comes the MIG walking through the door right now. Perfect timing. Here are the high temperatures for the rest. Here are the high temperatures through next Saturday. 72, 73, 71, 74, 75, 76, 78, 78, 79. Not an 80 in sight.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's a gorgeous thing.
Bad for the pool business, though.
Terrible. Well, we don't have a pool, so it's no big deal.
Oh, okay.
You know what it's good for? No, we don't have a pool table either. It's really good for the master, the MIG on the grill, tomorrow night. That's what it's good for.
Love it. Won't you be at Nove, though?
No, tomorrow night Richie's cooking. I'll bring the steak, he'll bring the sizzle.
The steaks, okay.
I'll bring the steaks, he'll bring the sizzle.
What are you, a medium rare guy?
No, medium. I'm not a rare guy. I'm a rare individual, but I'm not a rare guy.
Yeah, I'm a rare guy.
Okay. What's going on over at Brisnet this weekend, rare guy?
Well, let me tell you. There's a pick five carryover at Ellis on Friday.
Yikes.
So, put that in the mix with your Saratoga action. And Monday, okay. I know it doesn't get a lot of love. People may forget Dark Day under the radar. You'll be golfing. But you got to check out the Manitoba Derby at Assiniboine.
Wow.
Mandatory payout on their pick five. We're doing a $5,000 offer at Twin Spires. Free PPs at Brisnet. We're blowing it out for our friends up north.
Love it. All right.
And so you know I'm going to handicap the car.
Of course I do. There'll be a if I don't see the grid on Twitter, I'll be very disappointed when I'm putting Serling away at the Goonie Bird. When I get to the, if I don't see a grid by the time I'm up four on Serling at the Goonie Bird, me and you are going to have words next Thursday night, my friend.
Yeah. If you missed anything on the home, and you're going to get a hole in one.
Exactly. If you missed anything here at HRN, namely Trainer Talk presented by Phasic Tipton, Kerry Bryan won the AP Smithwick last week. She was Mike's guest for the full hour. Take a listen to podcast form. The show will be up shortly. Tomorrow, business as usual. Race day presented by Twin Spires, Saratoga, Ellis from 3 to 6. Weekend stakes preview. Dozen stakes presented by Naira Betts from 6 to 7. Tomorrow night, Equine Forum presented by Woodpine Entertainment comes your way Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Sirius 219, XM 201. Stream them live on your home for all of racing's biggest events at horseracingradio.net. They're playing us out. Mr. DeRosa, great job as always. Enjoy the weekend with the kids, and we'll talk to you Thursday.
Looking forward to it. Good luck
Monday. Right. For Bobby Newman, Ed DeRosa, producer Lee Delapina, and all of you took the time out of your night to call, we say thank you. I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile. Hope you have a lucky night. I hope you win all your photo finishes. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Have a good one, HRRN Nation.